This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Essex Tech High School hockey coach Mark Leonard. And coach, big win today for you guys up in Newburyport. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. It was we played a really solid game from start to finish. We had three lines contributing and got some timely goals and got great goaltending too. So it was a great win on the road against a strong opponent. So we'll take it.
Yeah, I want to get into that, but I also want to talk about the logistics of the Graff, because there are several places on the North Shore that are extremely difficult for a visiting team to win in, no matter who you're playing. You know, the Graff hosts a couple of teams, as does the rink in Peabody. But going up there, and even when you coached, you know, in the other school, what's it mean to go up to Newburyport and get a win up there? Because that's a tough place to play.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you hit it right on the head. There's a few rinks around here that are just almost impossible to get a win, and one of them is the Graff. Another one is Winthrop.
Yep.
Very tough place to play, and I would say Gloucester too. Gloucester's not an easy place to win.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, honestly, for us, it's awesome because, you know, we're getting a lot of attention. We're in the top five of the state. We're playing these big games against other, you know, and without putting down the other league, you know, we're playing Triton and Linfield and Winthrop and mm-hmm. all solid teams. And to go to those rinks, it's really fun for us. The kids love it, and we were fortunate to win today. We played well, but it's tough to win in those buildings.
Yeah, the Larson and the Talbot, yeah, those are the other two places. But in terms of the program, before we get to the specifics of today's game, Mark, and I really want to ask you about, you know, how the kids did, the idea of going up there and how you guys have climbed, because remember last year, you know, you dominated where you were, and then you go into this new league, as did the football team, and it was an awakening. It was almost like a splash of cold water in your face, and then the kids have responded.
Yeah, they really have. You know, they have, honestly, even though we have six losses, I would say that we've played maybe three or four bad periods the entire season. Like, we've really, I mean, our worst loss was a 4-0 loss to Newburyport, and it was 2-0 with about 5 minutes left. We've been in every game. You know, it took a few games. You know, we started out with Newburyport and Linfield right out of the gate,
mm-hmm.
two top teams in the league, and battled hard with them. I think it was an adjustment with us, you know, a little bit faster, a little bit more physical. But, boy, I think our kids have really responded. And you know, they grind it out every day. They work hard. And they're excited. They want to be part of something special. And I think right now they are, you know.
So. Coach, what's the balance between your experience and your age and the kids' age? Because you started off as a young coach, and you're familiar with all the terms and the technology. And I know when I was teaching, one of the things that got me apart from the kids after four or five decades was the language. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you have to stay current with that. And so explain that to me, and what a challenge that might be for you.
Yeah, it's difficult, I tell you. You know, I think it's a whole new world today. Athletes are different, whether it's for the better or for the worse. I think athletes are a little bit more high maintenance these days. I don't know. It seems there's a lot of stuff you got to deal with. But I'm lucky because my son is on the team and he's 17, and I have a 20-year-old daughter who, you know, was an athlete and has a ton of friends, and so I kind of hear their language, and I'm kind of getting schooled on Facebook and Instagram and all this stuff.
Yep.
I'm trying to keep up, you know. But the thing is, the game, although it's changed, it really comes down to a couple things, and that's winning loose pucks, winning 50-50 draws, and outworking the other team.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, you know, if you do that, most games you're going to win. And it doesn't really matter what day and age the game is in. That's really, the puck is loose. Whichever team gets it the most, that team usually wins.
I love it, and that means discipline. Yeah my daughter, same thing. My daughter is much younger, and she's able to translate for me, which helps. So,
exactly. But it's, hey, we got to change with the times. You know?
Oh yeah, but it's
an old timer, and we got to change with the times.
Yeah, but it's interesting, Coach, how you put it down to fundamentals, and you know, I keep reading in football the same thing. You know, it's blocking, tackling, and whatever. But but you're still the big thing is you're working with young men. and you're working with kids, and they're just, in a sense, and I don't mean this derogatorily, they're babies. And so you, you know what I'm saying? So tell me about
this. They are.
You know, so, all right. So tell me about this game tonight, Coach, because a big one over Triton.
Yeah, great game. It really was. It was back and forth. You know, they're a very good team, and they were coming off a tough loss, so I knew they were going to be fired up to play us, and we had beat them the first time. But I tell you what, we played a real solid game. Our third line, and we're sick and we're beat up right now, and I know everyone is this time of year, but, you know, we were missing our first line left wing today, Anthony Bacenti. He's sick as a dog. Logan Casey's been sick all week. My son Brady's been sick all week. Jaden Vargas didn't play Wednesday. He kind of got banged up on his leg, but he came today. And, you know, they really played well. And our third lines today, kids that don't play a ton, a kid named Mikey Cann, he's a junior. On the left wing, a senior, Dom Tiberi, who really has worked himself into a regular shift this year, worked very hard. And then a sophomore from Danvers, Brian Delicio, who has a ton of speed. And because they played so well tonight and had a lot of pressure on that team, we were able to rest our first couple lines who were tied and beat up. Mm. And I really think that was a huge factor in this game, that our third line played so well today. I really do.
Wow. Who got the big goals for you?
Well, one kid scored all three, Jaden Vargas. He's the junior, and he's been hurt, and he came back. And
wow.
He plays with my son Brady and Chris Maher, and I think they had all three. Jaden had all three goals today. That line had all three, so he had a great game.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a big win over Triton. You know, Triton, number eight in D3. Yep. You guys are number five in D3. At the moment, I'm sure that's going to change. And I know that you want to enjoy. So you're going to give the kids a little time off where they're all not feeling well?
Yeah, well, we have tomorrow off, and then we practice Monday and Tuesday. Monday will go pretty easy. You know, we'll just, because these guys are hurting, and then we'll go pregame skate on Tuesday, and then no rest for the weary. We're playing Winthrop on Wednesday night at home. So they just lost today. Marblehead beat them today. It was their first loss of the year.
You know, it's funny. They're having a big reunion today in Winthrop about some of the teams over the years, and it's a big weekend. And you know, Coach Dunbar is closely aligned with the kids in Winthrop and Marblehead. Yep. He knows a lot of them. So, you know, it's a great win for Marblehead, but, you know, Winthrop's going to be ugly for you guys.
Well, that's the thing. But, you know, it can go two ways. You know, it can be sometimes when you lose, it puts you back a couple games. So I'm hoping for that instead of getting them fired up. You know, they're a terrific team, and, you know, they'll be a handful whether they won or lost either way. But hopefully we'll be ready for them.
Finally, Mark, was there a turning point in this game, a key point where the kids, you know, decided, okay, this is our game to win, or was it right down to the wire?
No, so the first period was 0-0. We outshot them, I think, 8-5 in that first period. I started getting a little nervous because we were actually outplaying them a lot, but we weren't scoring. And that's been a little bit of a problem for us this year. We dominate teams but don't get the timely goal. But so after the first, we scored first in the second. Jaden got us going, and our kids really kind of got a lift from that and got excited. And, boy, they played a solid game today. They protected the puck well. The forecheck was relentless, and it was just a great, great win for us on the road against a quality team.
And you say Jaden got all three goals?
He did, all three goals, yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about his play, Coach, then I'll let you go.
Yeah, I tell you what, he is a dog. He works so hard. He's not the biggest kid. He's like 5'8", 150 pounds, but he's pure muscle. Pound for pound, one of the toughest kids you'll ever meet, and he's very fast. And he just is a gamer. And when he's on, boy, he causes a lot of problems out there. And their forecheck was great. And he was the one that was fortunate to be on the end of the goals. But the whole line played great. But when Jaden plays, he's kind of the engine of that line, this whole team, really, you know.
Essex Tech coach Mark Leonard with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.